The summer heat is here to stay, but we'll tell you how to beat it. Las Cruces are dealing with intense heat as temperatures are expected to skyrocket through the weekend. This affects people and others in different ways. Starting this morning, we look at techniques to keep you cool. The elderly are at great risk in this heat, according to Jody Bell, a nurse who cares for the elderly at the Mesilla Valley Hospice. She says their situation is unique.
They get dehydrated faster. Their skin and things are a lot thinner. They're a lot more frail than a lot of other people are, other aged people.
There are things older people should always do, according to Bell.
Stay hydrated. Stay in a cool environment.
Keeping tabs on someone who might be at risk is important at this time as well.
Stay in touch with family or friends. Get to know your neighbors. So if anything happens and they don't see you or have any contact with you, that they can check on you.
Tomorrow, we focus again on the heat and your ways to beat it. To fight the heat, you are what you eat. Good nutrition can help you combat the heat wave that has come to our town this week. Marisa Van Dommelen with the State Department of Health says these foods will help fight the dehydration that occurs when the thermometer climbs past 100 degrees.
Cucumbers are high in water. Iceberg lettuce is high in water. Celery, eggplant, radishes, green peppers, tomatoes, cauliflower, broccoli, watermelon. Melons.
It's going to stay hot in the Mesilla Valley all summer, and Van Dommelen says there's more than one way to serve these heat-beating dishes through the 2 months of summer that lie ahead.
Well, right now in the summer, it's probably better if you just consume them fresh, but even if they were to steam them, they still have the same water content.
Finding variety and being consistent can help keep your energy level high when the sun beats down, according to Van Dommelen.
So what people can do is they can make smoothies. They can eat more fruits as snack or as dessert, and then they can have a salad. So just having a salad at lunch and at dinner can help a lot.
Doñana County now has several cooling stations available for residents. The temporary centers are designed for the elderly and travelers passing through Doñana County. They're now in Doñana, Vado, Chaparral, and Radium Springs. The heat's not going away. Here's some more tips to handle it. Our series on staying cool while the temperature breaks triple digits continues now with ideas for people who want to or have to be outside this summer. Mike O'Leary is the head athletic trainer at NMSU and explains why water is so important.
Caffeine is a diuretic that makes you lose more fluid than you're taking in. So stay away from alcohol and caffeine and push the water.
There is a side effect to this, but it's one that you want.
You should be peeing a lot. You should be going to the bathroom quite often. And if you're not, that's a sign you're dehydrated.
100 degree plus heat is in the forecast all week for Las Cruces. And O'Leary says moving to and from refrigerated air has a downside.
You need to get used to being out in the heat. It's hard to go from being in air-conditioned environments to go straight into the heat.
Some people do like to work out in the heat. And O'Leary says if you do, dress right.
Try to get clothing that is a little more high-tech and helps wick away the moisture. That, in effect, is a cooling mechanism, too.
This is what we're talking about. KOAT-TV in Albuquerque is reporting two hikers that went missing last week in the Carlsbad National Park have been found dead. 57-year-old Robert Pluta and his 21-year-old son Bobby of Corpus Christi, Texas, were last heard from a week ago. Park rangers found their truck at the Rattlesnake Canyon trailhead, and a search party was sent out. State police said daytime temperatures in that area have also exceeded 100 degrees for the last week. Multiple law enforcement agencies helped with the deadly search. Don't forget your pets when you're dealing with this heat. Our series on tips of beating the scorching heat that's here all week now focuses on some four-legged friends. Suggestions for keeping your pets safe from sky-high temperatures come from Dr. Lauren Short from the Schumacher Veterinary Clinic. Says there's a very simple rule.
If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pet.
Animal paws are a sensitive area that you need to keep hydrated as well.
You can go and get a kitty wading pool. You can put that in the backyard, give them some place to cool off in.
Where your pet is at this time is critical, according to Dr. Short.
They shouldn't be outside all day. It's too hot. Don't ever leave them in the car unless air conditioner's running.
And if you have horses or other large animals?
Same thing. You're going to want lots of shade, lots of water. Obviously, you can't bring them inside in the air conditioning.
With recent daytime temperatures at or above 100 degrees and the National Weather Service predicting highs of 109 today and tomorrow, the city has designated 5 facilities as cooling stations for the elderly or other high-risk residents and the general public. It's a place for temporary shelter from the heat, not an overnight emergency.